Yud Tes Sivan, Tuesday the 21st of June, Rabbi Reuven Hochster, How to be Mesamech Bechelko.
Beshus, Kol HaKol HaKodesh. First I have to apologize about my English. My English is not my first language and not my second language either. We need to be, hope to be clear enough. We have a famous Loshon Chazal, Eizu Oshir HaSomeach Bechelkoi. We find in a few places that Chazal telling us that it's a special midah that a person should be Someach Bechelkoi. A person should be happy with what he has. The question is, how can a person do it? Many, many times people are facing situations that are not easy. Many times people are facing situations that they waiting for the Yeshua, they davening for the Yeshua. And how could a person be happy with his chelek before he's getting what he feels that he's missing? How can have a person simcha if he lives very tight, physically, emotionally, with all his needs? And what Chazal telling us, there is a way that a person should be always someyach b'chelka. Any situation, a person should be someach. How could a person b'siyata d'shmaya reach such a metzias that he should be always someach b'chelka? Another question. There is a bracha in Birkas HaShachar we say every morning. Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam She'oso li kol tzorki. Thank you Hashem that you prepared, you made for me all my needs. Kol tzorki, all my needs, you, Hashem Yisbarach, fulfill them for me this morning. That's why I'm saying thank you Hashem. The question is, how could every Yid, in every situation, every day, say this bracha? A person who is missing something, a person who needs to pay back a loan, and he couldn't sleep the whole night. He wakes up in the morning, and he doesn't know how he's going through the day. And he is opening the Siddur, and in the Siddur it says, you now, as a Yid, say, Baruch Ato Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, She'oso li kol tzorki. And this person could ask the question to himself, I need today a certain amount, and I have no way. I have no way to get it as of this moment. And I don't know how I'm going to do the day with this. And how could I say now, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, She'oso li kol tzorki, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for me all my needs, I'm missing something. I don't have it. I didn't sleep well by night. I don't know what it's going to be today. I know how my day looked like yesterday. Is how could a person say, Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam She'oso li kol tzorki, in a situation that he's missing something and he's waiting for that to come? Another question. It says in the Medrash Rabbe, Soif Parshas Pkudim, the Medrash brings a maaseh that one of the Talmidim of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, he went to Chutz Laaretz, and when he was there he made money. When he came back with a lot of money. And his Talmid, the other Talmidim of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, they saw it, and also they felt they would like to have this also. And Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai realized the thoughts of the Talmidim, that they wish to have what this Talmud had. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai took them out to a biko, the place, and he said, biko, biko, hismal I dinorim. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, with his special koyach atoiro, with his words, he said, biko, biko, fill yourself up with dinorim, with coins, with diamonds, with gold. And in a minute, the whole place was full with gold. And then Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai turned to his Talmidim and he said, whoever would like to take, he can take from here as much that he wish. But you should know, if you take it now, it could be missing later in Shomayim. And when the Talmidim heard it, they understood, they got the message, and everybody went back to the Besmelech. Is Reb Chatzke Levenstein, Zichroni Livrocha, is asking, what's the pshat in this medrash? This is a big, big chiddush. We are not talking over here about small people. We're talking over here about the Talmidim of Rab Shimon Bar Yochai. Rab Shimon Bar Yochai, Hatane HaKodesh, and all his Talmidim, the Bechavraya Kadisha, was a group of special people, big Tanoim, Kdeisha Elliot. And what they did for us is forever. And we all know that the beginning of a person is to realize that this world is a place that you prepare for Olam HaEmetz. And the bigger the person is, the more he realizes that all the inyonim of Olam HaZeh, all the inyonim of Gashmias, everything is only a help to get to Olam HaEmetz. And the Musig of Gashmias is only a tool that if you have this tool, then you can use it to reach Olam Habo. But if you sitting by the Tane, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, and you learn Torah, then you know that you're doing the best of the best. So how could be that the Talmidim of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, when they saw one of their friends who made money, they wish to have this money also, and Rav Shimon Bar Yochai knew it, and he told them, and he explained to them. This explanation, you can say to people who don't understand, who don't appreciate Teira V'Yashamayim, people who think that this world is the Iker, they can make such a mistake. But the Talmidim of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, they lived on a different level. What's the pshat that they have this question? They wish to have what these other Talmud have, and Rav Shimon Bar Yochai took them to the Bikur, and he showed them and explained to them what was the whole issue over here. Is Rav Chatzke Levenstein Zichroi Nevroche brings a Gemara in Broches. Gemara Broches Yudzayin says, Malgele bepumayu derabonon de Yavne. Yavne was a big mokim Torah. We find ten li Yavne vechachomer. And the Talmidim of the yeshiva in Yavne, they used to say these words. Ani berye vechaveiri berye. Ani melachti bair. והוא מלאכתי בסודר. אני משכים למלאכתי, והוא משכים למלאכתי. כשם שהוא אינו מסגדר במלאכתי, כך אני איני מסגדר במלאכתי. The Talmidim of Yavne, they used to say, I am a person, and all the people outside the world are also people. I work in town, and those people, the rest of the world working outside of town. I wake up in the morning for my job, and they get waking up in the morning for the job. And the same way that the people outside the world are not jealous of me, I also not jealous of them. That's the word that Prophet says, and the translation of the words that the Talmidim of Yavne used to say. What's the meaning of these words? What they're trying to say? And they used to say it. They used to say, what are they saying over here? Zot Reb Chatzke Levenstein Zichroni Livrocha. We find in the Torah HaKdosha, in the beginning of Chumash Bereishis, the Maase of Cain v'Hevel. It says over there that Cain brought the Korban. And Hevel also brought the Korban. The Korban of Cain was not accepted. But the Korban of Hevel was accepted. And it says that Cain, when he saw that his korban was not accepted, it says that he lost his ruach. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Lomo noflu ponecho. Why did you lose your good mood? Lomo noflu ponecho. Why your face are falling? Halo yimteitiv seis, v'im lo yiseitiv lapetach chatos v'ibetz. Hashem Yisborach told Cain, what happened to your face? You should be in a matzav of simcha. Be satisfied with yourself. Don't be in such a low matzav. Lo monoflu ponecho. The Mashgiach of Lakewood, Zichronu Livrocha, Reb Nosson Vachtwinkel, used to say that those words are the first musar shmuz in the Torah HaKdosha. The first musar shmuz that Hashem Yisborach gave, it says, Lo monoflu ponecho. while your face are down, you should be uplifted. Elohim Teitiv says, if you would like to be better, says, Vim Loi Seitiv, La Petach Chatos Roivetz. If you are not going to be in a matzav that you will be happy with yourself, you should know that the Yetzer Hara is waiting for you by the door. La Petach Chatos Roivetz. The Yetzer Hara is waiting by the door, and if you're going to be down, if you're going to be with sour face, Chas V'Sholem, the Yetzer Hara will get you. That was the first Musa Shmuz that Hashem is going to give Cain. And we all know that Cain didn't listen, and what was the next step? He killed his own brother, Hevel. How could Cain kill Hevel? The Pharisees, he did something, and then he lost his Simcha Sachaim. He had had Noflu Ponecho. And once he was in a situation of Noflu Ponecho, then the Yetzer Hara was able to control him. And the Yetzer Hara led him to do this Meiser Retziche, that he killed his brother Hevel. Zogt Reb Chatzke Levenstein, this big Yesoid, that a person needs to be satisfied with himself. That was the message that the Talmidim of Yavne used to repeat always. They knew that in order to go through the Olam Hazeh, the Hatzlache, you need to be happy with yourself. That's why they were always looking for a way to explain to themselves, we are happy with our situation. And when they were sitting in Mesmenach, and they saw people outside the world running and doing, they used to find culminating explanations to convince themselves, we are lucky people, and we're not missing anything. And the same way that the people outside the world are not jealous of us, we are also not jealous of them. Ani berye v'chaveiru v'sode berye. Ani melachti ba'ir u'melachti v'sode. I'm working in town. I'm sitting in Beis Medrash, and they work outside. Ani mashkim v'hei mashkim. Ani k'shem shehu eino mizgado b'melachti. Kach ani eino mizgado b'melachti. He is not jealous of us, right? The people outside the world are not jealous of people who are sitting and running Torah. People who are outside the world are not jealous of the people who keep Shabbos. The same way that those people are not jealous of us, we also are not jealous of them. This message was the main message that the Talmidim of Yavne used to repeat all the time. This is similar to the message what Chazal telling us, that when we finish in learning, we say, מוידי אני לפונך ששמתו חלקנו מיושב בסמנרש ולא מיושב קונויס שאונו משכימים והם משכימים אונו משכימים לדברי תוירו והם משכימים לדבור מתיילים אונו המילים והם המילים אונו רוצים והם רוצים. We are not trying to put down anybody. We're not trying to put back anybody. But we're looking for ways to realize how happy we are and how happy we could be. Now, bishleime, when everything goes well, and a person, Baruch Hashem, is shomer Torah mitzvahs, and his parnosa is okay, and his health is okay, and everything around is fine, then you're telling him, listen, be happy, be somech v'chelkecho, don't have sour face, walk around happy, because Baruch Hashem, you're doing well, you're busy with ruchnias, and other people are busy with gashnias. This is nice to say when everything goes well. But when Chas V'Sholem, person facing situations are not so easy, how could a person get himself to bring himself to such a matzav that he should be happy? Is the Chofetz Chaim, the Sefer Machne Yisrael, a Sefer that he wrote to Jewish soldiers, brings over there a maise. It was a Yid who had a carpenter. And he used to work there, and he used to make his parnasa from day for years and years. That was his parnasa, and that's how he earned his parnasa with Derech Kovet. One day, he's coming to his place, and he sees that the place is empty. Somebody came to this place and emptied the whole place, and nothing left of the whole big room that he used to have. And the person who was there emptied everything, and they left him a little table with a little machine on the table. The person who's wondering, what happened over here? Who was here today? And he goes closer, and one of his friends coming over to him and said to him, listen, you're wondering what happened over here? I explained to you. I am your friend. And I did you a big favor. What's the favor? I used to come here, and I saw how hard you're working. I saw how much koyach you put every day to your job. And I realized that this place is always noisy. There's a lot of noise over here from cutting wood. And this place has a strong smell. Always a strong smell of glue. And this place is always full with dust from the little pieces of wood that you're cutting always. When I realized that, I felt, as a friend, I should do you a favor and find yourself, and find for you something else to do that you can earn your money with the recovery, with less work and less noise and less smell. And that's why I emptied this place and I brought you this little table, that with this little table you can cut jewelries and then you can earn more money. Is this Yid, the carpenter, told him, listen, you think that you did me a favor, but you did me a big damage. You should know I am a carpenter, and this is the job that I know, and this is the job that I learned, and this is the job that brings me my parnasa. When you're taking away my tools and you bring me other tools, you're taking away my parnasa. You are 100% right. There are people who know how to make money with this little machine, and maybe they can earn more money than me, but this is not my job. This is not my profession. This is not the tool that I know. And for me, if you're taking away my tools of being a carpenter and you give me different tools, you're taking away my parnasa. And you didn't do me a favor. You did me a big damage. Zav de Chofetz Chaim, Amor de Kazach. The same way that we understand that every person has his parnasa in a different way. And if you take away his tools, you can live in without parnasa. The same way exactly we have to understand that the goof needs parnasa and the neshame also needs parnasa. We all came to this world to get parnasa for our neshame. We need parnasa for the goof and the whole people who depend on us. And we need also parnasa for our neshame. Our neshame came to this world for 120 years, b'siyata d'shmaya. But after these 120 years, we need to have parnasa for our neshome, le'neitzach netzochim. And in what way a person is getting his parnasa le'neitzach netzochim? Zok d'chofetz chayim. It says in the evening we say, riboin kol ha'ma'asim, adoin kol ha'neshomeis. Hashem is Baruch Hu, who is the odoin of all the neshomeis. He realized and he knows what's the parnose that every neshome has in this world. And nobody knows exactly what each neshome's tafkid in this world. But we all know one thing, that Hashem is Baruch, is riboin kol ha'masim, adoin kol ha'neshomes. In every situation that Hashem is Baruch is putting a person in, this is the situation that if he's going to do what Hashem Yisboreh is expecting to do, he will reach his parnose for his neshome le'neitzach netzochim. Zok b'chofetz chayim, if a person is facing a situation and you wish that the situation should be different, I wish, my goof wish, but Hashem Yisboreh, who is riboin kol ha'masim, adoin kol ha'neshomos, he knows that the situation that I'm facing today, this is my parnose for my neshome le'neitzach netzochim. And the same way that people wish to change the jobs, but if they don't know how to do it, how to do the other job, it's not good for them to change, even if you're working hard, because this is the way you're going to reach your parnose. The same way exactly, if a person is facing a certain situation, Hashem Yisboreh is telling us, this is your parnose for your neshome le'neitzach netzochi. Zokt Rebbi Tzalev Blazer, Amor de Kazach, the same way that we understand that every Yid needs to put tefillin every day, and a person needs to eat matzahs on Pesach, and to sit in a sukkah, on sukkahs. And if comes Pesach, and a person didn't eat matzah, his neshome is missing something. The neshome didn't get the tzorech of the neshome. The neshome has a need. The neshome has a need to eat matzahs on Pesach, and to sit in a sukkah on sukkahs, and to listen to a shofar on Rosh Hashanah. And the neshome has a need to put tefillin every day. Zokt Rebbi Tzale Blazer, every situation that we are facing, we have to realize that this is the tzorech of our neshome. And if a person gets up in the morning and he's missing something, he needs something that he doesn't have it, he could say, Baruch ato Hashem melekeinu melech olam she'oso li kol tzorki. How could I say she'oso li kol tzorki if I'm missing money this morning? The Teretz is Hashem Yisborach feels that the need of my neshome to wake up this morning and to be missing what I'm missing and to do and to have a munah shleimo, that this situation that I'm facing now, this is the tzorech of my neshome. She'osa li kol tzorki, Zokt Rebbi Tzale Blazer, means the tzorech of my neshome. My neshome has needs. The same way that I understand that the neshome has a need of sitting in a sukkah, the neshome has a need to go through this situation. And if I'll do what I have to do in this situation that I'm facing, I'll be lucky. Le'netzach netzachim. And we can understand that a little bit. When a person is facing a certain situation and he's not doing well, the way we say it, he's not doing well, then by nature, every Yid who has a munah, he realizes right away, maybe I should do something differently. Maybe I should daven better. Maybe I should do something to change, to become a better person, to be zoiche, to what I'm missing. And many times, this was the goal by Hashem Yisborach put me in this situation. We find in many places in Chazal, Hashem Yisborach is bringing a person to a certain situation, and then the person is doing better in Ruchnias, and then he accomplished what he was supposed to accomplish. We find it in Kriyas Yamsuf. It says in Chazal that Hashem Yisborach was waiting for Klal Yisrael to daven him. And that's why Hashem Yisborach put Klal Yisrael in this situation. And in the minute that Klal Yisrael davening the way they should be davening, they were zeichet to Kriyas Yamsuf. Hashem Yisborach is putting many, many people in many, many situations. And what's the purpose? The purpose is that a person should have emunah and bitachen and do what he's supposed to do. And when a person is doing what he's supposed to do in this situation right now, then he's fulfilling the needs of his neshome. And that's the need of my neshome. She'osa li kol tzorki. Zav de Chofetz Chaim, how could a person be someach bechelkoi? Zav de Chofetz Chaim, if a person has a mune, that this is the need for my neshome to go through this situation today, then a person besiyate dishmaye could be someach bechelkoi. Because this is the parnose of my neshome le'netzach netzachim. Now all this nice explanation, it's easier to understand when it comes to inyanim of gashmias. In gashmias, a person could say, listen, I wish to have this, and Hashem Yisborach understands better than me, and Hashem Yisborach knows what's better for my neshama. But when it comes to ruchnias, a person saying, "What I would like to do something positive in ruchnias. I wish to do what these people do, what this person is doing. I'm looking for ruchnias, not for gashmias. And I'm not happy because I didn't reach something in ruchnias, not in gashmias." Zogt Reb Chatzke Levenstein, that was the story with Cain. What happened to Cain? Cain was not happy about what? About ruchnias, not about gashmias. Was a korban that he bring and was not accepted. He was down, he was with sour face about something ruchnias that didn't work out. But about that, Hashem Yisborach told him, Lo monof lupanecho. You have to be careful. to be Molei Simcha. Because if not, if you're not Besimcha, Chas V'Sholom V'Yetzarore could get you. And we see the dugma for that. Dr. Reb Sholom Shvadron, Zichroni Levroche, the name of his Rebbe, Rebbe Lelapian, that was the Maise with the Talmidim of Rab Shimon Bar Yochai. We were asking, what's the pshat in Talmidim of Rab Shimon Bar Yochai? They saw a Talmid who made money and also wanted to have money, and Rab Shimon Bar Yochai explained to them that it's not the right way. Dr. Reb Lelapian, the Talmid of Rab Shimon Bar Yochai, who went to Chutz Laaretz and he came back with money. When he came back, he came back to the Bes Medrash. And he sat in Bes Medrash and he was weiter a Talmid of Rab Shimon Bar Yochai. He was a Tane Kodosh that was Oisek Batoiro Lailo Vayoy. And since Hashem Yisborach gave him money, he used the money at the right way, the way that Rabbeinu HaKodesh used the money. Betoiro Vegdulo Bemokoy Mechod. He didn't take anything to himself. And he gave everything away the way you're supposed to do if you have Torah v'Gdulah b'Mokim Echad. And he used the money in a way that he was marbe kvoit shomayim with his money. And when the Talmidim saw that one of the Chabure has money and he's able to do the right things with the money, they said to themselves, we wish to have also this money. For what? For Ruchnias, not for Gashmias. We're talking about Tanoim Gdoishim, the Talmidim of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. And Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai realized that they asking for Ruchnias. That's why he taught them this lesson, that you all, you should know, that even in Ruchnias, there's also an Inyan of Someach Bechelkot. If Hashem is Baruch provide this Talmid, Torah v'Gdulah b'Mokoy Mechod, this is his Chelek, this is his Tzorech, for his neshome lenetzach netzochim. But if you don't have it, that means that it's not for you, and it's not your tafkid, and you should stay the way you are. Because Hashem Yisborach is providing every person his needs, say in ruchnias, and say in gashmias. And a big example for that, we find by Aaron HaKoyen. Aaron HaKoyen, he was the leader of Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim. He was the leader of Klal Yisrael in the hard time when Klal Yisrael was suffering. And when came the time of the Geula, Hashem Yisborach told him that his younger brother, Moshe Rabbeinu, he will take over. When we see such a thing, we can understand if Aaron HaKoyen would be chas v'sholem down about himself, and he would say, why I don't have the schus to take out Klal Yisrael from Mitzrayim? Why I don't have the schus to go up to Har Sinai and to bring down the Torah for Klal Yisrael? And Aaron HaKoyen could be very down about this matzev that his younger brother is taking over. And he would talk only about Ruchnias, not Gashmias. But Aaron HaKoyen, it says in the Torah HaKadosha, Veroach ovesomach beliboy. Aaron HaKoyen was happy with the greatness that his younger brother reached in Ruchnias. And because of that, Aaron HaKoyen was zoiche to Urim v'Tumim. What's Urim v'Tumim? Urim v'Tumim was the Yud Beis Avonim that was telling every person what his tafkid in this world. Why Aaron HaKoyen was zoiche to that? Zok the Drosh HaSaran. Because Aaron HaKoyen knew how to be happy with his own chelek even in Ruchnias. He lived with such understanding that each person has his tafkid in this world. And a person who understands that each person has a different tafkid in the world, he is the one who can tell other people what they have to do in life. The Urim v'Tumim was telling people what to do in life. Who could say people what they have to do? A person who is happy with himself. A person who understands that this world is a big place and everybody has his place and everybody has his mokim and everybody has his needs and his Torah of the Neshama. Each person in this world has a different tafkid. And we see today that we're facing situations. Rachmon el Itzan. People are going through such a hard time. Hashem Yirachem. To tell other people who are suffering, it's not easy. How can you tell a person? Chas v'shalom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should not test anybody, but a person for himself can always mechazik himself. I have emuno shleimo that Hashem is Baruch is Hamelech Hatoiv v'Hameitiv Lakoil, and He's Kol Yochel, and He knows what I need. He knows what's my tafkit in this world, and that's why He put me in this situation that I'm facing today. And if a person has emuno shleimo and is facing that situation that Hashem is Baruch putting him, who is emune and is doing what he's supposed to do, then many times this is a sibre that his situation should be changed. It says in Sefer Kol Sason. Kol Sason was a mechaber from Mechachmei Baghdad about 200 years ago. He brings a maise in the Gemara that was Chosid Echad that he walked on Shabbos in his garden, and he saw that was a pirtze. And he was thinking to himself, I need to fix it after Shabbos. And then he said, no! Machshove shel choil b'Shabbos, I'm not doing this. And it says in the Gemara that Hashem Yisboach made a nace and grew up over there at Tzlof Chol. At Tzlaf. And that grew up, and from that he had Parnose forever. Zokter Kol Sason b'Shem Da'ari HaKodesh. This Yid, he was a Gilgul of Tzlof Chol. Slavchot was Mechalel Shabbos. And the Chilul Shabbos was going to Misa to him. He came again to this world and he needed to be Mesake and the Chilul Shabbos that he did. And since he was Mesake and the Chilul Shabbos, even B'machshove, he reached his tafkid and his situation changed and he was Zeichet Oparnasa. Amulet de Kaza. But since he was losing everything because Shabbos, when he kept Shabbos Kemoy Shetzorich, he was Zoyche for everything. He says, we don't know what a person needs to go through in this world. We just need to have Emune Pshuta, that Hashem is Baruch, is HaMelech HaToiv HaMeitiv LaKoil, and this is my situation today, this is my situation now, and B'siyat HaDishmai, I'll do what I have to do now, and then I'll Zoyche to do, Mirt Hashem, what I need to do, Mitoich Shefa. Hashem is Baruch should help all of us. B'soich Shav Yisrael. We should all Zoyche to do our Tavkid, B'nachas, B'simche, Mitoich Harvoche, that Hashem is Baruch should not test anybody. Hashem Yisboach should give everybody Sheva of Parnose, of health, and Simche, and everything. And B'siyat HaDishmai, we should always Zoyche to be Someach B'chelkeinu, and our Chelek should be Be'ezer Hashem, Toiro V'gdulo B'mokoim Echod, and Hashem Yisboach should be Mekabel all our Tfiles, Uvo L'Tzion Goyim.